Good morning, folks. I wanted to amplify some of the dry and hot conditions that are going on in Europe and the effects that that is having, starting with this most recent warning. UK heat wave, lettuce growers warn of imminent shortage. There could be a shortage, from the BBC here, of lettuce in UK supermarkets as soon as the middle of next week, according to growers. The unusually high temperatures have boosted demand for leafy salads. At the same time that the crop has stopped growing altogether, broccoli and cauliflower have also been affected by the weather. Soaring temperatures are causing havoc. Down here we see this entire summer has been very challenging. All of our crops are under stress. And while the growers have already looked to Germany to find alternate supplies of lettuce, because of similar weather conditions there, farmers don't have any to spare. All right, so this is what we've talked about. It seems like there is a working market of food and trade, but when there's actually a shortage of crop loss and you go and you try and find substitutes for your goods, no one's willing to give you any because this is food and we all need to eat. So markets collapse very quickly. Broccoli and cauliflower, we already saw, have been hurt as well. Now, the media is more than happy to point to the Gulf Stream slowing down and blame everything on this. Yeah, it's the AMOC slowing down, cooling off. Oh, maybe a new ice age is coming and we can blame the oceans. It's not the oceans. We're not talking about, you know, a root cause here. We need to be covering the grand solar minimum. But I don't expect much of that coverage from the mainstream media anytime soon. Now, what else is going on over the course of the last few weeks of historic drought in Scandinavia, in that Northern Europe area? Well, I mentioned in my last video this from Finland. Historic drought destroys up to 60% of the cereal crop in southern Finland. It's been the longest drought in the south and the worst drought since 1959, having catastrophic effects on some of their crops. But looking further around, and this article from Business Insider here goes through a litany, sort of a name check of everybody that's having trouble, from Business Insider or via Reuters. Dry summer weather is causing sudden damage to wheat crops in European Baltic Sea countries, putting a question mark over wheat's export supplies, experts said on Friday. And I'll say again that when you see crop losses happen, then really quickly exports get shut off. And as this just called out, this area is actually a very big grower of wheat and then exporter of wheat. So there are parts of the world that are counting on this wheat to be able to import it and feed their own people. And we'll see here that's simply not going to be available this year. In fact, quote, EU Baltic Sea countries are large exporters of high quality, high protein wheat, and a very dry summer means the outlook for the crop is poor. Germany, too, 2018 wheat crop falling 6.5%. Poland, wheat suffered from drought and rain wasn't enough. The crop will also fall over 6.5%. If the drought continues, it will be even worse, clearly. Lithuania, the harvest could fall to 3 million tons from 3.8. It's almost a 22-23% drop off. It's difficult also to predict the quality of grains. I do believe that we find, says this confident Lithuania. Sweden wheat was hit by a lack of early summer rain after a poor autumn weather cut the sowed area down. Sweden's harvest falling 15-20% from its 5-year average of 2.5 million tons. Denmark. A sharp fall in Denmark's wheat harvest is expected after crops suffered a very dry start. Could fall to 3 million tons from 4.5. That's a third of it dropping off. And then in this article we see also, so these are out of order. I was going to start with this slide. And these are the pieces I just went through. You can see that's affecting this whole area here. And of course, UK down here where the lettuce is no longer. This piece here focuses more on Poland, and I'll leave links to all of these below, as always. But I wanted to highlight here that in Latvia, farmers, due to a shortage of fodder, have been forced to start simply killing off their cows. Literally, they just can't even feed them, so they're culling their cattle. We estimate in Lithuania, 30% of the harvest has already been lost. Folks, these are large numbers. These are substantial losses across many Northern European countries here. And as you mentioned, they're supposed to export that wheat. Here's a little more color on Poland. The drought may have affected 4 million hectares of crops. Estimates show that 4 out of the 14 million hectares, so almost a third, could have been affected by this hot and dry weather, from their Minister of Agriculture. We realize that vast areas of our country have been affected to varying degrees by the consequences of the drought. This is even worse than our driest years, 2006 and 2015. So, indeed, these losses are going to prove significant. This is a picture of sort of the conditions across Poland right now. Pretty dry. Pretty dry. I mean, this is on the order of the kind of almost countrywide drought that we saw in Argentina. Of course, Argentina is supposed to produce a lot more wheat. So, what's the big picture here? How does the world grain output change as a result of this? Well, it's been another 2 weeks since the most recent USDA WASDE, the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, but I did pull up the last one from 2 weeks ago, which already had taken into consideration some of this. World wheat supplies decreased this month by 1.2 million metric tons, which is a considerable decline over the course of 30 days. A lot of people, if you say, oh, there's going to be some crop losses, we're experiencing crop losses this year, which is a fact. They point to the fact that we have a bigger buffer of stored grains than ever in history. And this was true only a few months ago and is no longer. And it will not last long when we draw over a million tons out of it every month. That's a huge drawdown. So I wanted to call that out. And then why are we doing that? Well, because Russia's production is down. The EU wheat production has reduced a million tons due to the dry conditions in Germany and Poland we just went through. And the increase in production from India and the US is simply not enough to make up for it. What does that mean? It means the price is going up. There's no supply. This is pretty basic economics. When the wheat production is dropping off, then the wheat price is going to be rising. And this is directly from the market here for hard red winter wheat. But I also have been hearing directly from people on the ground, because markets can be manipulated. You know, can't trust that completely, but I also can't trust emails from random people completely. So that's why I combine these two things. We look at the market and then we see how people on the ground are experiencing it. Over the course of the last week, I've heard from two people. Sven Anderson, thanks for your comment, mentions, I just bought a 25-pound bag of wheat for $14. The same bag 6 months ago was $11. That's a 30% increase. And then he references the vanilla bean, which has been skyrocketing. We, of course, have covered that in previous reports and know that's because of the cyclone, tropical cyclone there that destroyed the vast majority of the world's supply of natural organic vanilla. And then this other report on the price of wheat. Heads up, I've been buying 3 Augustin 26-pound pails of hard white winter wheat every few months. In April, it was $15.50. Today, it was 40. That's over 2.5 times increase in just 2 months. So this confirms on the ground that wheat prices are rising. We can also just look at Amazon. Here's a bag I found of, and I'm not saying, you know, again, this is not in any stretch of the imagination representative of U.S. wheat prices, but it is informative. If I go look at the prices of hard red spring wheat, a 25-pound bag on Amazon, and then grab that, go over to Camel, your trusted source for Amazon price history. I didn't even know about it, but it does. It works here all the way back to 2011, when it was only $27 for this bag. We can see that it's followed sort of a stepwise increase and encountered some price resistance at 40 that lasted into this year. And now it's broken past that. It's not quite at the high of 43.5, but certainly price is increasing here over time. The other ground reports, and this is mostly hearsay, it's hard to substantiate, and that's actually why I wanted to mention it. I want to see what you are experiencing out there on the ground as well. So let me know what you're seeing. I've heard from at this point, a large number of people that they cannot purchase green beans where they are, or that the prices per bushel are exorbitant, like hundreds of dollars per bushel. The only piece of media that is available about this at all from Fresh Plaza here in January is this piece that mentions that green bean supplies in the U.S. are acutely short. The genesis of the problem they blame on Hurricane Irma destroying most of those crops, and then because of the increasingly cold weather in Florida, growers are afraid of the frosts and didn't want to plant beans anymore. So this is both the hurricane rolling through, but also the changing conditions over time and farmers waking up to it and saying, I'm not going to plant stuff that doesn't grow here, that won't succeed here anymore. Again, I'd love to know what you're seeing on the ground where you are. Are you experiencing shortages of beans, wheat, lettuce, whatever is going on? I think we are seeing the beginnings of this illusion of food security start to weather away when we see food shortages here and there over the last year. You're starting to see underneath the illusion. And so I cannot encourage you enough to start growing your own food and making preparations. As the grand solar minimum intensifies, so too will these crop losses. And as I've said a few times, it's not going to take much for something to just shut down the trade of food completely. And it's going to get interesting fast. So that would be my message there. The other thing I wanted to mention today, and I won't belabor this because a lot of you by now have heard about CBD and the health benefits, which are incredible that it has to you. But so many people are still stuck in the big pharma loop of painkillers, and you know, we hear about the fentanyl. It's just awful. The whole situation is awful, and that's why it's important, I feel, to for as many voices as possible to emphasize this message. Folks, one of my subscribers, whose name is Tim, owns and operates Big Nugget Farm in Colorado. It's up at 8,500 feet. They grow off-grid, all of their own cannabis, and do all the processing themselves. So roots to retail, everything is done by Big Nugget Farm. And I will absolutely take the Pepsi challenge against any other form of CBD out there. This stuff is high quality. It's made absolutely pristine and it works. I tore some cartilage while I was moving my family a couple weeks ago and used one of these pain erasers, which I have right here somewhere. And I'll tell you, these things are awesome. The doctor was, you know, did some x-rays. He was more than happy to send me home with hydrocodone and get me into the opioid mix, but I did not hop on that. Instead, I was lucky enough that I heard from Tim and got one of these CBD pain erasers from Big Nugget Farm. It totally took the pain away, and I love it. There are other folks on here. You can reach out to Tim. He's more than happy to answer your questions and tell you which of the products is going to work best for you. There's a bunch of different ones that they have on here. So I just wanted to mention that. And you know, you can get 20% off thanks to an arrangement that I made with him by using code IAF2018 on Big Nugget Farms products. It's good CBD. And if you've not tried it out, I would encourage you to check it out. All right, folks. I hope you're taking steps today to get prepared for the future tomorrow. Let me know how it's going. Send me a note. ICHFarmer@gmail.com. Let's go build a better future, a more resilient and abundant one. Take care.